So, as we heard before the break, Nancy Pelosi wants all those brown folks down south picking fruits and vegetables. Who let them out of the field, she said. How dare they think they can go to Martha's Vineyard? Are they here to cut the grass and do the clothes? No, then get them the hell out of here now. Which brings me to some eternal wisdom. It brings me to some eternal wisdom from the most underqualified person to ever be one faint heartbeat from the presidency. You've got to love it. Some educational fun with Kamala Harris, who we find at the intersection of idiocy, incompetence, and laziness. Listen to this.
Remember Venn diagrams, those three circles? Right. And then let's just see where they overlap.
You will not be surprised because I have constructed a Venn diagram on this. Remember those three circles, how they overlap?
I love Venn diagrams. So I just do. Whenever you're dealing with conflict, pull out a Venn diagram. Right. And so, you know, the three circles. And so I asked my team, right? They're fantastic.
I'm geeking out right now.
He sees the Venn diagram of it all. He sees that there are those circles, and maybe people seem that they're a little different. They live in different parts of the country. They may be different age or different race. But that area in the middle, that overlap.
And I asked my team to do a Venn diagram of where these attacks are happening. So voting rights, women's reproductive rights, LGBTQ rights. And, of course, there was a huge intersection.
You know, I asked my team to do a Venn diagram for me of where we are seeing attacks and who are the attacks against and the similarity.
Like I said, the Venn diagram for Kamala Harris, we find her at the intersection of idiocy, incompetence, and, of course, laziness. She is the kid that always shows up, I forgot to do my homework. Yeah, it's really busy. And tries to BS her way through the whole thing. But don't worry. After you figure all of that out, we can hear from the guy that is at the intersection of feeble, dumb, and hopeless. How about that? Feeble, dumb, and hopeless. Here's the president trying to threaten the Republicans. but seems a bit unable to issue a credible or even coherent message or threat. Here he is, your leader.
Now we look at 2022. I want to tell my Republican friends, get ready, pal. You're going in for a problem. And we need to stay unified.
Get ready, Bal? Who's Bal? And who put this guy in charge anyway? Go ahead and rack that again. I want you to hear this threat to the Republicans that has them just trembling in fear. The leader of the United States, your fearless leader, here he is.
Now we look at 2022. I want to tell my Republican friends, get ready, pal. You're going in for a problem. And we need to stay unified.
Get ready, pal. You're going to be in for a problem. You're going to be in for a problem. Joe, can you come backstage? We've realized you didn't take your medicine again. Joe, psst. Your medicine.
Oh, yeah. My medicine, yeah.
That has him all trembling in fear. Fear that he might fill his diaper. Fear that either one of these idiots is ever in charge at all. But sadly, here we are. And the only way to change that, of course, and that dangerous trajectory is to vote these bums out and put America first. Again, we have to. We have to. How about another former president who does, in fact, understand the peril Democrats are in if they talk about things that are near and dear to their hearts? Things like attacking police. And embracing Marxist ideas, which they love. Former President Bill Clinton says Democrats cannot fail on defunding police and socialism. Listen to him.
You can't go around complaining that people are violating democratic norms when the voters are rewarding them for it, either by staying home or being distracted by last-minute scare tactics. I mean, we lost the last 2 weeks of the 2020 election on defund the police and socialism. And that was our fault. We shouldn't have let that happen.
Yeah, that was your position, dum-dum. Hello, dum-dums. Yeah, Billy. While you were on the Lolita Express with God can only imagine who, your wife, in name only, is out there flailing and failing in 2016, talking about defunding the police, talking about socialist principles and ideas. And you got shellacked. Get ready on November 8th. You're going to get more of that. Shellacked. Because now people had a big taste of socialism. And frankly, they don't like it. In fact, when you look at Latino voters, this is from an NBC poll done with NBC and Telemundo. The economy, number one. Inflation, number two. Yeah, imagine that. Financial issues are the most concerning thing to Latino voters who are fleeing the Democrat Party. You know what's not on their list of top five things? Abortion. Abortion's not on the list. It's number seven. I wouldn't have believed it, but there it is. It's number seven in the list of things that concern people. Meanwhile, back to the censorship thing real quickly about Google and so forth. There was a federal-backed censorship machine that targeted 20 news sites like Just the News, the New York Post, Fox News, Epic Times, Breitbart, among those targeted for censorship. Yeah. If you can't beat them, make it so they can't be heard. That seems to be the plan. Make it so they cannot be heard, and therefore you can win by, well, cheating, frankly. All right. Let's see here. If you're ready to lose weight, pay attention. If your joints hurt and you ache a bit and you want to feel better, and you're just tired of feeling the way you do, and you know that you want to lose weight, but you just haven't done it, my question to you is, why not? Go to GruberHealth.com. It's free to look. I did this program, was it 5 years ago now? Almost 5 years. It is different. It is custom. It is for you. It's not fake shakes and replacement food. No, it's real food and a real plan that can help you get to where you want to be, which is not the graveyard, by the way. GruberHealth.com. Check it out. Just trying to scare you straight. GruberHealth.com. I'll be back in a moment.